Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 10:30 p.m. here in Palakkad, and I'm at the railway station, AC waiting hall, waiting for my train to Bengaluru. And it's an hour late, supposed to reach at 10:50, showing as 11:40. I hope there's no further delay, because that's going to be a really, really long day for me today as well as tomorrow. Well, today my day started pretty early at around 4 o'clock because we wanted to have one more early morning darshan of the Lord Guru Vairavan. So I got ready by 4:30. By 4:45, I was down out there with Raghu, and at around 5 o'clock, we reached the temple. So there was Mr. Gopi was there already waiting for us, and he made it very simple for us. We didn't have to wait in the queue at all. We directly went inside, and within 5 minutes, we had darshan of the Lord. It was really nice to, you know, have an early morning darshan. And by 5:30 or so, I think 5:30, we were out of after praying in all the places, all gods. We were out by 5:30, and then I think around 5:45 or 6, there was breakfast already started in Guruvayur, and that's the Annadhanam hall. So I went there. I wasn't actually hungry, you know, so I just had one idli, and there was chutney and sambar being served. Had that, and then came back to the room after doing some window shopping, and of course taking some pictures. And then I think around 7 o'clock, we decided to go back to the restaurant and have something. The kids were hungry, and I wasn't too hungry at all, so I didn't have anything. I just had one cup of coffee, and everybody else had either dosa or puto or something. So, and I think at around 8 o'clock or so, we finished off with everything. And Seema and I went for the last minute shopping. She wanted to buy a few gifts for her friends. And so we did that. And approximately around 8:30-ish, we left for Palakkad. But before that, we had to also visit Mamayur Shiva temple. So it's compulsory to visit the temple after you, you know, visit Guruvayur. So went there, prayed there very nicely, and then we started our journey back to Palakkad. Again, during the journey itself, had a lot of calls to attend, reviews to do. So all this work was going on while you know, we were driving towards Palakkad. So luckily my friend was driving, so I just had to sit behind and just get my work done. I managed to do a few reviews and also a few connects during this car journey, and I enjoyed it. You know, it was something which now I feel is very important part of my life, is, you know, just to get the work done no matter where you are. You know, don't stop from not doing things, and I think that really helps me, you know, to use my time effectively for when I really need it. So with that job done, most of the connects were already done by the time I reached home. And then I took the dog out for a walk. You know, we were, it's a nice short walk with him. And he was pretty excited, you know, to, you know, roam around. And then I unleashed him. I thought that one of the gates will be closed, and he managed to run out. And it was difficult to, you know, chain him back. So luckily, they had the treats. So using the treat, I, you know, made him get into the kennel, and then we locked him there because there's some work going on there. And at around 11:40-ish, we left for a restaurant called D9 restaurant, and it's a D9 restaurant, and it is called Kulmohar or something. That's a place where, you know, we plan to meet SMR friends, Ravi, Deepa, their kids, and one more kid was joining us there. So there were three kids, Deepa, Ravi, Sima, and myself. So we reached there exactly at 12 o'clock, and I ordered a fresh lime soda, salted, because I was really feeling dehydrated with this heat. And I don't know, surprisingly, you know, in the morning it was quite hot, which means that there was a possibility of rain in the evening. Nonetheless, Prabhi came, and then Deepa followed after a few minutes, and we really had a blast, you know, joking around, tracking, sharing our experiences of Manipal and what's happening in Hyderabad. And we had a few starters, lunch, and of course, you know, chicken was one of the main dishes there. And the best thing that I had today was this nool parota. It's like a thread type of parota, which is unique and very tasty. So I had that, and then we finally were sitting and talking for a long time. I think till around 2:45, we was just sitting and chatting out there. And then we went to Deepa's house, and she ordered this top in town palada, you know, which I really love. So we went to her house, and again we were just chatting. We were playing with her dog, I forgot the name. Wait, it was not Oreo. Oreo is Raghu's dog. Bingo, yes, Bingo is the name. Playing with Bingo. Bingo is a lovely, very cute dog that doesn't hardly barks, you know. So we're playing with him and cracking jokes. Then we finally had palada, which was one of the best paladas I've had, you know. Then I think around 4:30-ish, we left the place, took pictures, had an awesome time. Seema was driving the car, so Raghu had given us his car, you know, to use to travel around the city. And we dropped Prabhi on the way, and we reached Raghu's house at around 5 o'clock. I had to just get fresh and again do my reviews. So I spent around 1.5 hours doing the reviews. I finished my reviews at around 7:05, to be precise, around 5:30 to 7:05. I was just busy doing the reviews. So I completed the reviews of all my trainees, and then I feel very satisfied that okay, now all the training plans are set, and whatever changes needs to be done, I can still do that later on. So that big job done. I came down, had a short chat with the family, and then at 7:30 went up and had a short power nap till 8, and then at around 8 o'clock came down, had dinner with the family, sambar, parota, and all that. And then 8:45 had a quick shower, And by 9:15, we left for the Palakkad station. And all throughout the evening, it was raining. So I think it started raining at around 5 o'clock, 5:30 after we reached. And it rained. It was raining all the while till we reached the station. So Raghu and his wife were kind enough to drop us all the way from their home to station, and it took them at least half an hour or so to drive down because of the rain and the traffic. We reached here at around 10 o'clock, and then we went to the AC waiting hall because the train is a bit late, and I'm recording this podcast right here. I couldn't get to run today, but it's an amazing feeling to just reflect back and see. It's a mixed feeling in terms of, you know, the objective of coming here was basically to meet the relatives of my relative who expired due to a burn injury. Meeting my friends, Raghu, their family, staying with them, going to Gurwayur, meeting our SMR friends, having a get-together with them. I think it was a beautiful, beautiful experience, and I really loved all the time. And I feel blessed that, you know, we have so many friends around that makes our life so beautiful and loving. Truly, truly blessed, and I feel on top of the world, actually. A great time in Kerala, very short, but I think one of the sweetest memories that I can take along with me. Both Sima and I really enjoyed our time there. And looking forward for more such good times with all our friends. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Please take care. Om Shanti.